House Bill 4363, a bill for an act concerning education. Third reading of this House bill.
The lady from Champaign, Representative Jacobson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 4363 amends the school code to provide that after June 1, 2004, persons may not be nominated for the General Assembly scholarships and that the General Assembly scholarships may not be awarded after that date. We know the fiscal crisis that our state is facing, and some of that is passed on in a tremendous way to our universities. When these scholarships are awarded, there is no money that follows these. They create a huge burden for our universities. Last year alone, they cost the state universities almost $8 million, $7.9 million. And I believe it's a very fiscal responsible part of this body to make this decision to eliminate these scholarships.
The gentleman from Cook, Representative Giles, for what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Will the sponsor yield?
She indicates she will.
Representative, I believe this is the second time that you have brought this legislation before this body. For some reason, this legislation continues to come before this body in a lot of different shapes and forms. I guess the first question, and I got many, but I'm going to let some of the other individuals ask questions. But I guess the first question I would like to ask you, since you believe that this will be a very prudent thing to do to save the state some money and neglecting young individuals the opportunity to be educated, to get higher education, will you vote against the correction budget when it comes forth? The Department of Correction budget.
I don't know what that budget's going to look like.
You wouldn't know what that budget's going to look like. Well, let me tell you, ever since I've been in the General Assembly since 93, that budget has increased every year. And what that says to me is that we as a body in the state of Illinois, that we continue to fund Department of Correction, individuals being incarcerated, we continue to fund recidivism, we continue to fund having individuals go through the penal system in this state for all sorts of reasons. Some have stated economically development reasons, the reason why we continue to increase the Department of Correction budget. And what that does is that these individuals who are incarcerated, these individuals do not get the opportunity to get a second chance and moreover have an opportunity to be educated at the right level. And of course, not having the opportunity to be on the front line to get a good education. And so if you could stand here and tell me that you will vote against any increase in the Department of Correction, I can understand that you will continue to put forth this legislation and that you believe that we need to save the state more monies by eliminating scholarship for young people to go to school.
I think if you had followed me around my district, you would have heard me say that I believe it's important to educate our students and to educate the people of Illinois, and that I don't believe that incarceration is the way to educate people, and it does not do what always needs to be done for our young people. But right now I'm talking about the General Assembly scholarships.
And the scholarship is a waiver in which kids have the opportunity to be educated. Is that correct? Because, you know, if I recall, and maybe you haven't did a check on the previous individuals that who have received the scholarship, there was a lot of individuals that who parents feel that they could not, and of course, looking at their income tax return, they could not afford to send their kids to school. Some of these kids are some of the brightest kids, but they needed the opportunity to get some sort of waiver or some sort of scholarship to be able to go to school, go to one of the state schools, and have an opportunity to have a viable and successful career in whatever their endeavors are. And so you're saying by taking away this one particular waiver, this one particular scholarship, this is going to save the state just a bunch of money, and we're going to plug the holes in the budget in this state that we need to do. Is that correct?
I think this helps keep education affordable, because when we pass these costs on to the university, of course the tuition for the other students has to go up. We need to make sure that we're funding our MAP program. We need to make sure that people do have the opportunity to apply for scholarships.
Let me ask another question. I think you stated that the University of Illinois have asked you to bring forth this legislation. Have we did a survey on all the parents of the scholarship recipients, of the waiver recipients, and to see if they agree with saving the state this ample amount of money that you say the state will save? Have those parents given you or have you done a study or analysis or a survey or questionnaire that compels you to bring forth this legislation?
I've been listening to my constituents, and I do want to make sure that there's not the misrepresentation that the university asked me to bring this.
You know, if I recall, I believe last time when you brought this piece of legislation, I believe we had a list of a slew of different scholarship waivers. There were so many that I think I just could not sit there and just count them all. But would you agree that you would amend this piece of legislation maybe to add all those other waivers, and especially the University of Illinois, all those other waivers that they give out, that we will eliminate those as well? Because if I recall, there's some teachers' waivers in those in that whole list. There's some other waivers for the employees' kids in that list. I would wonder if they would be willing to allow you to amend this piece of legislation to include all those other waivers in this bill. Because if I recall, I think that was a lengthy list of waivers, and I think if we did the math on those particular waivers combined, I think then we can begin to address the budget problems.
Right now, I'm talking about addressing the legislative scholarships.
Mr. Speaker, to the bill.
To the bill.
Mr. Speaker, I've been defending this piece of legislation from leaving this chamber since I've been in the General Assembly. You know, this is one piece of legislation that I feel as a legislator is the most tangible thing that I can do as a legislator to help a few number of families, few number of constituencies, a few number of students that come before, that ask for scholarship opportunities, that ask to go to school, to ask not to be incarcerated, that ask to have an opportunity to be all that they can be. And I'm sure, like many of just not only myself but many legislators here, we have given individuals opportunity to become lawyers, doctors, all sorts of profession, all sorts of walk of life with these General Assembly scholarships. This is the only thing that I know that can be directed from my office that I know students can benefit directly, instantly. And so it's just a tragedy for us to continue to bring this legislation to allow an entity who has benefited from this General Assembly's, who have benefited tremendously from this body in supplying resources and funding all sorts of programs and capital projects to say to an individual or a legislator that we must get rid of this program. I think this is a program that if we were asked all of the students, not just the current students, but the students who have received their scholarships and those parents and the families who have benefited from this, they would tell you that this is probably one of the best programs that the state of Illinois administers. So I would just simply ask, first of all, Mr. Speaker, I would ask for a verification of the roll call if this bill got the a required number of votes, and I urge all my colleagues to vote no on this piece of legislation.
There's approximately 15 people that want to speak on this bill. We will take two people that are for and two people that are against the legislation with leave of the body, and then we will move forward with it. You've heard one anti. We will recognize Representative Boss. He's the next one on the list. Are you a proponent or an opponent? He's an opponent.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Will the sponsor yield?
She indicates she will.
Do you believe that there are certain people in this state that do deserve these scholarships?
I believe that there are many people throughout this state who deserve an education at our universities.
If we get rid of these scholarships, are there other scholarships you would consider getting rid of?
This bill addresses the legislative scholarships.
I'm a little concerned because, Representative, these scholarships quite often are the only opportunity that sometime young married couples that want to continue on with their education, the only opportunity they get to get some benefit, to receive that education. Is there, you know, we as legislators, we can't send our own children on these particular scholarships, but there are other ways that are available out there. Do you think that we do a scholarship under the theory that you're saying that the universities have trouble affording this? The universities also offer a benefit to the state employees that work for those universities and give a reduction in the scholar and the tuition to the students, the children of those people that work there. Should we get rid of those too?
This addresses the legislative scholarships.
Okay. Well, under the theory you said, and that's why I'm going this way, because you said we should get rid of these by the cost and burden that it puts on our universities. The problem that we have, and once again, you brought this up, we defeated this last time, we're going to bring it up again, that's your prerogative of the legislator. Mr. Speaker, to the bill.
To the bill.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have debated this, I don't know how many years since I've been here. And there are certain ones of us that choose that we would not give these scholarships away. And that's fine, because you see that there might be a problem on the way that they're handed out by other legislators. But there's many of us that use a system that is beyond reproach. A committee where we do not make the selection ourselves. That we offer the opportunity to those students who need to go to school to become engineers, doctors, attorneys, to become and better become an active part of society and better themselves. Now, the main reason quite often why this bill is carried is because there's been certain abuses with this particular program. The reality is, if this legislator or any other would come up with some sensible rules, and then we could put those in place, then maybe I would look at that. But just to say to these students, no, we're not going to provide this for you. And I don't know how many of you have had happen like I have had happen, received letters from somebody said, I'd have never had an opportunity to go to school if I hadn't received this scholarship. My wife and I were married young, and I really couldn't afford school, or my husband and I were married young, and I didn't know what I was going to do, but now I have a better paying job because of a better education, and I thank the Illinois General Assembly, and I thank the state of Illinois for giving me the opportunity. I thank your office for helping and giving me that opportunity. Our parents that maybe have several children that they're trying to figure out how in the world they're going to send those kids to school. When you have two and three children at college, I don't know how they do it. Well, this gives that opportunity for you as a legislator to help those people. Now, has it been abused at times over the years? Yes, it has. Should those people be held accountable? Yes, they should. But those of us that handle this correctly, we should not throw this out and spoil the lives of people that are being given an opportunity here. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been defeated before, and I hope it's going to be defeated again. I'd appreciate your no vote.
The gentleman from Vermillion, Representative Black, for what reason do you rise? And I believe you're a pro-life, can I understand?
Yes. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. I simply rise to support the representative's bill. We could debate this bill for 5 hours. I don't think it'll change two votes. I would like to give you a little perspective. This bill has passed this House on three separate occasions. It was never called for a vote in the Senate. Well, it was one time, and they got very cute, sent it back to the House, that said the House can abolish the House legislative tuition waivers, but the Senate will keep theirs. I thought that was a real, the pinnacle of statesmanship when that happened. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, there isn't one of us in this chamber who can tell anybody why this program was started 100 years ago. Nobody knows. There are no records. Now, you can call it whatever you want. You can call it a legislative scholarship. That's fine with me. I respect those of you who do that, who give them out. You can call it a legislative tuition waiver. You can defend it. You can acknowledge the abuses of the past. And the abuses of the past smell like yesterday's Swiss cheese sandwich. These scholarships were bartered. I remember a Southern Illinois legislator who gave a tuition waiver to a student who lived in Chicago. And a Chicago legislator gave a scholarship to a student who lived in Mount Vernon. Now, if you can explain to me how that happened, you're a better person than I. The abuses are well documented. They have been publicized and published over the last 15 years. I gave them, I stopped 10 years ago. For those of you who have a fail-safe system, more power to you. I had a committee, and I still had parents come up to me in my office or come up to me out in the community and threaten me. If my child doesn't get a legislative tuition waiver, I'll never vote for you again as long as I live. Or how about this? A parent comes up.